Track 8. In recent years, ringed plovers have become increasingly threatened by the challenges of a rapidly changing world. We discover how an RSPB-led project has been giving the birds a helping hand at Snettisham.
Plovers in peril. Take a walk along the shoreline at Snettisham Beach and it's easy to feel the attraction for anyone searching for a dose of Norfolk sea air to help blow away the cobwebs. The vastness of the skies, the mirror-like shine cast across the mudflats of the Wash, the allure of rolling dunes promising summer beach days to come, and the soundscape of bird calls all do much to soothe after a stressful day. But tread carefully in spring and summer, as among our wandering feet there are small, vulnerable birds trying to raise their tiny families here in secret amongst the pebbles. Most Norfolk will be instantly familiar with this year-round resident, known locally as Stone Runner. Often seen picking about for food on sandy beaches and mudflats and creeks, their most notable features are their bright orange legs, black collar and bandit eye mask. They are, of course, ringed plovers, and as bold as this bird's dress sense may be, they've been struggling to breed on popular beaches such as Snettisham, and their future on our coast is in the balance. In recent years, these charismatic coastal birds have become increasingly threatened by the challenges of a rapidly changing world. A loss of habitat due to coastal development and increases in coastal human activities, as well as natural threats such as tides and predators, are all having an impact. However, Plovers in Peril, an RSPB-led project, armed with a team of dedicated volunteers, has been giving the birds the helping hand they need to thrive alongside people at this popular Norfolk beach. Ringed plovers are masters of disguise. The adult, when sitting on the nest, can appear invisible against a backdrop of grey stones. Their patterned eggs look like pebbles, and the colouring on the chicks' feathers help them to blend in and appear like nothing more than a piece of tidal debris. They use camouflage to stay hidden from predators, and at the drop of a hat, they can vanish into the landscape. The issue is, their superpower is a serious disadvantage to them when it comes to surviving in a place that's growing ever popular with people. Prime real estate for a ringed plover is a wide, open beach with a mix of sand and shingle. When it comes to finding the safest spot, birds will be looking above the strand line to avoid risking their eggs being washed away by the tides. They like an open space where they can watch for danger all around them as they keep their eggs warm. Much like we do, they will seek a quiet spot where they can peacefully get down to plover business. Unsurprisingly, they'll often entirely avoid busy spots on the beach where passing people or dogs frequent. However, these quieter spots are becoming few and far between, and this is squeezing birds into smaller and smaller places where competition, lack of room to nest, and daily disturbance threatens their future. Without meaning to, we are quite literally pushing these birds to the brink. Ring plovers once thrived across Norfolk, but the number of breeding ring plover pairs has declined by 77% between 1984 and 2018. Now red-listed in the UK, the birds' breeding range is growing smaller as places for them to nest become busier or more developed. Norfolk, with its shingle beaches, offers perfect nesting habitat, and in a 2007 survey, the county held nearly 20% of all breeding ring plover pairs in England. However, as our wild places become less wild, we could be at risk of losing them from our shoreline entirely. It's not just human presence either. Birds aren't able to distinguish furry friend from furry foe. Any approaching dog will frighten them and cause them to flee if they get too close, leaving their fragile eggs unattended and vulnerable to weather and predators. Once hatched, chicks are unable to fly until they're at least 25 days old, a long and perilous journey when you're the size of a cotton wool ball, even if you do have the adventurous spirit of Indiana Jones. These plucky parents have a lot on their shoulders keeping their babies safe, but for plovers in peril, there is hope on the horizon. In March 2021, the RSPB, in partnership with Wild Ken Hill, launched a project with hopes of securing a better future for shorebirds nesting on beaches between Snettisham and Heacham in northwest Norfolk. Vital funding for the project came from the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk, making it possible for the RSPB to undertake regular monitoring and install seasonal measures to protect birds at the site for the first time. The Plovers in Peril project site joins the RSPB Snettisham Reserve to the south and provides more than 4 kilometres of key nesting habitat. These beaches support around 40 pairs of ringed plover and around 35 pairs of oyster catcher, which nest here from March through to the end of August. The site is one of several important nesting areas in Norfolk and has been flagged as holding the highest number of breeding ringed plover on any RSPB reserve in England. The focus of the project is to provide much-needed protection for these vulnerable birds throughout the nesting season. This includes the installation of signs providing information about the nesting site and its feathered residents, as well as fencing to protect sensitive nest sites. Ongoing monitoring by the team helps to track the birds' progress, but it is the volunteers who have had the biggest impact in helping this small bird. Daily engagement with hundreds of beachgoers promotes and encourages beach nesting bird-friendly behaviour. In just 4 seasons, the team has grown to more than 50 volunteers and counting, and their dedication and impact has been rippling out with record-breaking success. Each season, the volunteers give around 2,000 hours of their time to keep a close watch over these nesting birds at their most vulnerable time. It's also when the beach is at its busiest and when the ring plover nesting ground and chick nursery becomes a maze of picnic blankets, windbreaks, bikes, boats, walking boots and beach balls. Not confined to the beach, the team also take their passion for the plovers into the heart of the community, delivering engaging events, working with partners and connecting with local clubs and businesses to help spread the word where it matters most. Last year, the team's efforts were rewarded with record-breaking success as 71 ringed plover chicks fledged from safeguarded nesting sites between Snettisham and Heacham. This is a 274% increase from the number of chicks fledged in 2021 and a testament to what can be achieved when people pull together for nature. Plovers in Peril volunteers say the majority of people have a love for nature but feel they don't always know how to help. As a volunteer, I can offer guidance, point out the birds, share their story, and hopefully people leave the beach with a greater understanding of what we do and why it is so important. So here is a diary of a ringed plover. What happens and when? From February, they start pairing up. Breeding birds arrive at their nesting sites and search for the perfect partner. Rival males will battle each other for top nesting spots in bouts called skirmishes. To see a courtship display, it's best to go from April through to May. Their courtship displays are a charming, energetic mixture of butterfly flights, scrape ceremonies, and some seriously fancy footwork. Next comes nest scraping, best from April through to early July. And this is no ordinary nest. Using their tiny legs and round bellies, they make a shallow cup in the sand called a scrape. Not a twig in sight. Plovers prefer a minimal aesthetic, though sometimes they are decorated with shells. And then through April and on to July, you'll find eggs on the beach. Once the eggs are laid, the parents' number one job is to keep them warm and safe. There can be many dangers from being crushed underfoot by walkers, dogs or vehicles, eaten by predators or washed away by the tides. If a nest fails, they'll try again, sometimes multiple times in one season, so new nests can appear right up to late July. And then through April through to August, you will find chicks on the beach. Chicks can hatch as early as late April if nesting is successful, but most hatch from May. These tiny fluff balls are active and feed for themselves soon after hatching. They are flightless, though, and on foot they explore beyond the fences. Keeping a dog on a lead will keep the chicks and parents safe from harm and free from stress. And then from August, they'll be heading off to wintering grounds. When the nesting season is through, these birds don't hang around. At this time of year, the last chicks are growing bigger, taking flight and heading off to their new winter homes.